Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
97 goals in his last 102 club games. Are you hearing those numbers? Are you hearing what I am saying there? 97 goals in his last 102 club appearances. That is elite level goal scoring. That is a man who knows. He has a knack. He has the nous. He has the wherewithal to know where the back of the net is, regardless of opposition, regardless of what's going on. Sticking the ball in the back of the net at that rate is something incredibly significant. And Arsenal have just signed him. Arsenal have gone out and they have made that statement signing. Arsenal have signed Victor Gyökeres. Could he be the marquee signing that is going to be the difference for Mikel Arteta? Is this going to be the elevation that Arsenal have so desperately needed and so desperately needed for such a long time? I feel like it could be. It's the signing that Arsenal have been waiting for 2 years. And this could be it. We have seen countless examples arrive at football clubs and that club never be the same again. One player arrives and all of a sudden the tide changes. The club never ever look the same again. There is a complete reimagination and almost a redefinition of that football club. For example, when Manchester United signed Eric Cantona, there is a pre and post Manchester United before and after Eric Cantona's arrival. When Chelsea signed Ruud Gullit, there is a pre and post Chelsea of Ruud Gullit's arrival. And it's obviously applicable to Arsenal Football Club with regard to the capture of one of the greatest footballers I have ever had the honour of watching with my own eyes, Thierry Henry. Thierry Henry arrived at Arsenal and we can obviously draw a line in the sand on pre and post Arsenal. And they have needed this signing so desperately. Could Victor Gyökeres' arrival be the difference maker? Could it be the sea change? Could it be the statement that they need to take them from an excellent team, a serious football club, a club capable of winning any top-tier trophy, but never quite getting over the line in the Mikel Arteta era? Could he be the difference? And if he is the difference, maybe we could be saying in a few years' time, there is a difference for Arsenal pre and post Victor Gyökeres. Pre-Victor Gyökeres, they were a good side. They were a great side at times. They were a fantastic cup team. They had a decent record, but ultimately they would fall short when it most matters. They have needed a clincher. They've needed someone to come in and turn the nearly men into the serious, serious winners. And there is a chance that Victor Gyökeres could be that. Just think about what Arsenal were last season. Arsenal had a better defensive record than Liverpool last season. Liverpool, the title winners, the team that cantered to a league, the team that were the best team in the country by a mile by the end of it. Arsenal had a better defensive record than them. The difference between Liverpool and Arsenal last year was that Liverpool scored 17 more goals. Now, 17 more goals over the course of the season is obviously significant. I'm not belittling the impact of 17 goals. It's not going to be easy to equalise that. But if Victor Gyökeres can come in, score a hatful himself, make Bukayo Saka a better player, potentially make, imagine, Epriche Eze a better player, create goals for Martin Odegaard potentially, all of a sudden those 17 goals that were ultimately the difference between Arsenal winning the league and Liverpool winning the league, all of a sudden it feels like there is a bit of an equaliser. It feels like it is the counterbalance to Liverpool's brilliance. I mean, if there is a world where Gyökeres comes in and scores those goals, I think it is the correct signing. It could be the exact signing that they need because they have been desperate for a goal scorer, haven't they, for such a long time. I remember it wasn't that long ago. Do you remember when Arsenal got launched out the Champions League by Bayern Munich? They went away from home and they were beaten. And I remember the whole aftermath of that game, everybody talking about that defeat to Bayern Munich away from home. Everybody was saying that the only reason that Arsenal didn't win that game was because they didn't have a finisher. That was 18 months ago, and we're still having the same conversation about Arsenal. Arsenal have gone another full season where they have paid the price for not having a genuine goal scorer. If Jokeres can come in and be that player, all of a sudden Arsenal will look so different, and I think they have made the correct signing. Look, Victor Osimhen, it's a great prospect. There would be something wonderful about signing Victor Osimhen for many, many clubs. Basically, every club in the Premier League would love the idea of signing Victor Osimhen. But ultimately, it's impractical. Ultimately, it's a pipe dream. Ultimately, you cannot sign Victor Osimhen because he will not budge on his extortionate wage demands. He is earning a fortune. He wants to earn a fortune. He has justified the idea of paying him a fortune. And ultimately, if he won't budge on that, he isn't particularly bothered about playing in the Premier League. He wants to earn the mega money. He wants to earn the mega bucks. And ultimately, it's impossible for Arsenal to pay that money because it would break everything that they've been building towards. It would break their wage structure. So we have to discount Victor Osimhen as even a contender. So it becomes down to two. It becomes, should it be Jokeres or should it be Benjamin Sesko? And Arsenal have made the right call. I don't want to hear any counterbalance to this, by the way. If you are a football fan, if you are a football fan of any club, and somehow you are justifying to me that Arsenal have made the wrong call because Benjamin Sesko is younger. Benjamin Sesko has more sell-on value. Benjamin Sesko has more potential. You are completely missing the point. This isn't a signing for potential. Arsenal don't need potential. Arsenal don't need a tomorrow. They need a today. They've got an abundance of talent today. They could have won the league today already over the past 3 years. They could have had it in the bag, and they haven't. And the reason they haven't is perhaps because they thought a little bit too much about tomorrow. What Arsenal need today? Tweaks. Tweaks. Just a tiny tweak here and there to make them the finished article, to make them the perfect team. They have already got a wonderful team, an excellent manager, a manager that their fans, by and large, are incredibly happy with, and they've been building towards something under Arteta now for 5 years. So they just need tweaks. What they don't need is Sesko to be great in 5 years' time. Sesko to have sell-on value in 5 years' time. It's all completely irrelevant. Arsenal need somebody today. Arsenal need to sign a player for today. In the way that over the years, countless clubs have gone out and signed players in their peak. When Chelsea signed Michael Ballack, we didn't think about the sell-on value. We didn't think about the potential. We just knew that he was a wicked footballer, a best-in-class footballer that could come in, make Chelsea a better team today. And that is exactly what Arsenal should be doing. Benjamin Sesko, it would be the wrong call. Quite frankly, if you think Benjamin Sesko would be the right call, you're totally missing the point. Arsenal signing Jokeres in the way that they have done is the perfect signing. So Arsenal needed to sign a best-in-class striker, and fair play to Berta. They have gone out and they have signed a best-in-class striker. There are no guarantees that it's going to work, but what they needed was somebody who was as close to being a guarantee as they could possibly find, and they have got their man eventually. The problem, I fear, from an Arsenal perspective, and anyone who watches this channel regularly will know that I've been suggesting that Arsenal have been the best team, best shout for a league title for the last 2 years. I've been predicting in the beginning of the season that Arsenal would win the league the last two consecutive years. The problem now, with regard to getting this signing over the line now, is that it feels slightly too late. Last year, if Arsenal had a striker, I believe they would have won the league. And the improvement that's gone on around so many teams in the Premier League now, even with Jokeres, I'm still not sure that Arsenal are the best team now. I just don't see it. You know, if you look at how Liverpool strengthened, I feel like they've left Arsenal behind. If you think about how Chelsea have elevated, if you think about how Newcastle have elevated, if you think about what Manchester City are going to look like next year with that new look midfield, is this going to be enough? I don't know. But they have a serious chance. And Mikel Arteta now has his man. And his man must deliver. Because it is fair to say that Arsenal could realistically have won the league previously if they had just made this move earlier, gone out and got someone earlier. But they didn't. But they have now brought in the best possible person. They've brought in somebody who scored goals for fun, somebody who has experience playing in this league. You know, it isn't his first foray into English football. He's played at Swansea, he's played at Brighton, he's played at Coventry City, and at Coventry, he demonstrated a lot of quality. You know, he scored 21 Championship goals for them. So he definitely knows how robust English football can be. And it's going to be very interesting now to see what this means to Arsenal going forward. What Arsenal will do going forward now. What it means for certain individual personnel. What does it say about Kai Havertz? What's Kai Havertz' future going to look like at Arsenal with Victor Jokeres? What's it going to say about Gabriel Jesus' future at Arsenal? Now Arsenal have Victor Jokeres. It really is a massive, pivotal summer for Arsenal, isn't it? There's so many workings, there's so much going on. It really does feel like this could be a defining summer of Mikel Arteta's reign. Because Arteta has been an excellent manager for that club. They've just been a bit unlucky because what they do not have is a defining moment. Every good team needs that defining moment, otherwise it didn't happen. In the way that Manchester City have the Centurions, how Arsenal have the Invincibles, how we at Chelsea have the 95-point Mourinho team, how Manchester United have the treble winners. Arsenal do not have that defining moment. And if you don't have the defining moment, you can be a great team, but you can be forgotten. Pochettino's Tottenham are a good team, but ultimately they will be forgotten. So they need something. And this is the summer that will define Mikel Arteta. If he gets it right this year, if they win silverware, significant silverware, Arteta, his project, his phases, it's all come to fruition and it's all worked. If it doesn't, if Gyökeres doesn't score the goals to make the difference in Arsenal's pursuit of the league, I think there could be some very awkward conversations for Mikel Arteta come the summer. But there it is. Arsenal have done everything that they can possibly do to put themselves in prime position to win the Premier League. Gyökeres was linked with Manchester United. There was talk of him going to many elite clubs. But what did Arsenal do? They were ruthless. They pursued their man and they got their man. And now Mikel Arteta has got everything in his arsenal that he possibly needs to launch a serious and sustained bid for the league. This is going to be a title race of all title races, and I cannot wait for it. Arsenal have got the centre forward, and we have been having this conversation for about 2 years, and it has now come to a head. Victor Gyökeres is going to be leading the line for Arsenal. He's going to be linking up with Bukayo Saka, Martin Odegaard, Gabriel Martinelli, and whoever else. Is it going to be enough to win the first title at Arsenal for 21 years? We'll find out. Thank you so much for watching this video. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and I look forward to reading them. I hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have, please give it a like. Please click subscribe, and I'll see you in a bit. Bad news. I'm not happy with this.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like wake up, brush teeth. Baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.